to me.
Thank you for buying this record. We sincerely hope you enjoy it. It has been resigned to play with the highest quantity of reproduction on the phonograph of your choice, new or old. In short, this record will never be obsolete. If this record arrives to you broken, you may return it to the manufacturer for a full refund. However, please first check to ensure that you haven't simply heard it before. If this record leaves you broken, please note that this is perfectly normal, that all things eventually leave us broken, no matter how high their fidelity, and that it is merely an infinitely small step in the slow spiral of the record, yourself, and indeed everything achieving a perfect and inevitable state of equilibrium. Descend with me now, down past the satellites, past the atmosphere, to man in his natural state, running, smiling, and swinging a big bag with a dollar sign on it.
It's a beautiful day, I'm heading down the street. Legs above my feet, and my torso above them. I just wear it all to beat, so I give a little whistle, give a little whistle. I'm feeling great, I've got myself to thank, because I robbed a bank. That's why I'm running fast away from the
police. Hold it right there.
Oh, no. He's got a hostage.
Let the hostage go and surrender.
No way, coppers. Back off. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take my money, my gun, and my hostage, get in that boat over there, and take it across that river.
You'll never make it. That boat can only hold two of you at a time.
No problem. I'll just take the gun across first.
And leave the hostage alone with the money? He'll spend it.
Huh. I can't take the money across first.
Right, because the gun will shoot the hostage.
Yeah, I see what you mean. That's a real burglar's dilemma.
Of course, you could take the hostage over first.
Sure, then I come back, get the money, bring it over.
No, no, no. Then the hostage would still end up with the money. Here's what you have to do. You take the hostage over first, then come back for the gun. Drop the gun off on the other side of the river, but bring the hostage back to this side. Then you bring the money over and make one last trip for the hostage.
Right. I take the hostage over first. First, I'll just drop the money and the gun.
He dropped the money and the gun! Get him, boys! Good job, boys.
Thanks for the positive reinforcement, Sarge.
We'd really killed the hell out of him. My wife would be proud if she approved of what I did. Which she doesn't. Don't ever get married, boys.
Okay, Sarge.
Oh, boy, my heart is pounding. That was
Jude.
Exciting.
Jude. Wake up, Jude. You're dead.
Oh, hey, back again, huh? What'll it be, Mac?
Huh?
What can I get you to drink, buddy? Still pretty unbalanced, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah, life will do that to you. Well, have a beer. It's all over now, pal.
They say there's a bar up in heaven, and we know that it's true 'cause we're here. And everyone here's got a story to tell you, so sit down and have a cold beer. There's old Johnny the bartender, always got wisdom to share. It's sage advice, you'll learn lots about life, but we're already dead, so who cares?
See, there's where you're wrong. Can I get two more of these, please?
You got it.
See, it turns out everybody existed except Descartes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Descartes is just an advertising mascot.
Really?
Sure, sure. Hell, the whole damn country of France doesn't exist. It's just a place the cartographers made up to sell more maps. It's common knowledge.
And Bill over there was a soldier. Bad one, that's why he's not old. He's drinking with Marla, a former race car driver. Now they're keeping each other's drinks cold.
What's your story, friend?
Well, I don't think I have one.
Ah, come on, kid. Everybody here's got a story. Didn't you hear the song?
I've got a story.
Everybody's heard that one. Let me buy you a beer.
What's your story?
Ugh, here we go.
My story? I was a garbage man. Thing about trash is, it all used to be something someone wanted until they threw it away. Nobody ever wanted me. Nobody loves a garbage man. I don't know what it was that drew me to it, that first piece of garbage on the ground by the back of the truck. But I picked it up and I put it in my pocket. And when I got home, I sat it on the mantel. Soon, the pieces became a collection, and that collection a shape. The shape of a woman. My Rebecca. Years went by, and I grew to love her. And she somehow loved me, too. Me. A simple garbage man. We did everything together. Ate at the fanciest restaurants.
The Ouroboros appetizer?
Went to the opera. Vacations in Liechtenstein. Rebecca and me, the garbage man. So the years passed. Bliss as a way of speeding time. It was the 10th year of our life together. Fall. She loved fall. We'd argued earlier that morning, but things had calmed down. We went outside to enjoy the cool air. I set her out on the curb and went back inside to fetch a drink. When I came back, she was gone. Of course, I looked. I never stopped looking. But I can only assume she didn't want to be found. I never saw her again. Trash is so unreal to people once they've disposed of it. But she was real to me. She was real and whole and pure. She was my life. My Rebecca.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful?
Yeah.
He fucked a bag of trash.
Like, I guess, in a way.
No. He fucked a bag of trash. Say it.
I don't think it's gonna...
I want you to say it. Say he fucked a hot bag of trash.
He's right, you know.
I guess he fucked a bag of trash.
Thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go be born in Brazil.
And Darlene is an interesting character. And TJ's a guy I just made up. I don't have to be clever, 'cause we're here forever. So sit back and raise your glass up.
Hey, what's wrong, friend?
Oh, just...
Not you. This thing isn't all about you. We got a lot of stuff to get through here.
Oh, sorry, I just...
Don't be sorry. Just shut up. As I was saying... What's wrong, friend? Lady trouble?
It's the only kind I know.
Oh, forget her. You'll find another one. This place is full of them. You just need to brush the dust off. Limber up. Charms like a pie crust. You
gotta
keep
it
moist.
Sure, everybody knows that.
I got a tattoo of a flea to remind me.
That makes sense.
I tell you what, how about a glass of old Brundle scotch on the house?
Sure.
Tell me all about it.
She left a note. It's complicated.
I understand. Old Brundle's is renowned for its complex notes, but simple finish.
Sure. Everything's simple when it's finished. Nothing simpler than being single.
Single malt taste that's ready to mingle with the aroma of your favorite cigar, cigarette, or cigarego.
No, you're talking my language.
Smooth.
Smooth? You bet it is. That's old Brundle's for you. 14 base, 6 generations of master Scotch mathematicians have worked to calculate the exact ratio of malted barley and bog water to make it smooth, but with a bite in the back of your throat that reminds you of what it is to be a man. And not the superficial idea of a man that mass media, 10,000 years of patriarchal culture have programmed into you. A real man, full of the same complicated innate drives, fluid sexuality, and existential questioning that lies in the hearts of women as well. 10 generations of masters and mistresses of gender studies have worked hard to make it so.
Yeah, cut there. Yeah, can you roll back that last part again?
Yep. Which? Just the last line? 10 generations...
But not you, Jim. Sorry, you're pre-recorded. I was talking to the editor.
What?
Yeah, can you roll back the tape?
I'm not live?
So I can hear that again?
Sure thing.
Wait.
Great.
Are you saying this has already happened?
Now you're talking my language. Smooth.
Smooth? You bet. So if you're not drinking old Brundle's, you have to ask yourself, why are you still beating yourself up over her?
Right. I'm gonna move forward. I can't let anything make me...
Stop! Did you spot him? Did you spot the background bandit? He was right here. Yes, the background bandit. He steals your attention. If you did spot the background bandit or have an idea for a record for him to appear on, please send a self-addressed envelope to 60221412910th and 23rd Street, Newark, Unork, care of Constance Avogadro. Please be sure to include your name, address, write legibly, and include a fun fact about yourself. No need to try to be funny. I like you for who you are, or rather, who you will be. I always think about the future when I'm picking a partner, and you should too. Picking your partner is important because the last couple standing is going to get that prize money. Enjoy that 3-bass-4 rhythm now, friends. In this song, she don't sticks around for long. On behalf of the band Banished and myself, we here at the Wife of Titan Palace dedicate this next number to our boys over seas and rivers, the veterans of foreign concepts. From darkest Africa to the desert home of DeYoungshaw of Araby, it's a musical trip around the world, the Gorilla Tempo Rubato.
Thank you very much.
Ah, the old waltz of the time signatures. How about a turn on the floor, Marla?
Sounds like fair play, Sam.
It's the only way to play, and that's on the record.
We're reporters. You're always on the record.
Touchy. Sure does bring back memories, doesn't it? You, me, life itself.
Don't get any big ideas.
I wouldn't know where to put them, darling.
Ha ha. So he adds self-effacing to his list of proud attributes. I'm sure it must be charming. You know I'm just here to scoop a story. That counterfeiting ring is supposedly running out of this dance hall. If I'd have known it, it'd been dancing all night with you.
Why not, Marla? You followed my lead so far. Story or not, we were always great together, kid.
Now 3 claps.
Sam, need I remind you I'm engaged to be married?
It somehow keeps slipping my mind.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of things do. You can go ahead and put your foot in your mouth now. It's not used to being out so long. Try using one of the 2 left ones you've got. You'll find them on top of my toes.
That's the word I miss. Oh, don't run off with that goon, Marla. I don't know what you see in him.
He cleans up good.
A wet rag ought to. Marla, darling, stay with the paper.
You mean stay with you.
2 more claps. Now, everybody jump.
I mean, we could use a gal like you.
Well, it won't be this gal that gets used anymore. Get somebody else to fill that role.
Well, she won't fill it out quite as well as you do.
This is sexual harassment, Sam.
Ooh.
Everybody jump again. 2 jumps this time.
I'm going to catch those counterfeiters whether you're on board or not. They're printing up pieces of paper and acting like they have value just because they say so. Without being backed by gold or silver, they're worthless. We can't let the public be duped into that scam. I'm breaking the story and then I'm off to get my wedding ring.
Ready for another jump? Not too hard. Don't want to skip a groove. Everybody jump!
That's nice. Relax. Lose yourself to the sounds of the night and let your cares slip away. Let your worries go. None of these things can hurt you. They'd like to, but they can't. Because you're safe at home or in your local phonographeteria, safely listening to the sounds as you relax and relax. And we're just gonna go ahead and take that out of the mix. And now we're back to relaxing. Tune everything else out. We're relaxing, but not too much. We're 50% relaxed. Because I'm half of us, and I'm completely focused on making sure you're relaxing 100%. And you're not concerned with anything that's happening around you.
I just sent me back to tell all you fine folks about the products and services you have in store. But for that to happen, somebody's got to invent a time machine, and that takes capital. So invest in the future to invest in the past. A small investment in time machines could yield big returns in cotton gins. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to this
Can't take the record, they'll notice.
Oh shit, they're waking up.
Good day to you. And what is today anyway?
Why, just a unit of time.
Yes, today, a unit.
Yes, today, you knit.
You knit today?
No, but I will tomorrow.
As I will tomorrow.
But as we will tomorrow into becoming today, will today wilt as we will?
No, because it's always a brighter day tomorrow.
And the trend continues through the weekend.
Then I'm afraid it's scattered showers all day Monday.
Monday's no Saturday.
And afternoon isn't evening.
But evening does come afternoon.
After all, there's always a tomorrow.
At least there has been so far.
That's why days are a dime a dozen.
And months are about 24 cents.
And that's change you can rely on.
Yes, they say change is the only constant.
But that's not true anymore. What is constant?
Why, only a consonant with a vowel movement and a break in the middle for T.
And are those two things that belong in a good day?
And what can you ask for beyond a good day?
A good day to you and yours.
Because what's mine is yours, and what's yours anyhow?
Yeah, who died and gave everything to you?
Your ancestors, that's who.
That's who?
Your grandfather, your grandmother, your great-grandparents, and their children, all dead, and in good company.
Did you know that over half the people who ever lived have eventually died?
And they never caught the guy.
So catch up with some family.
Catch up with some friends.
Catch up with a hamburger.
But hold the mustard, and you better hold him close, buddy, because he won't be around forever.
This is life in the fast lane. All things must pass.
Then merge back into normal traffic. Don't forget to use your blinker.
Traffic news, time, and temperament beamed straight into your head by Z-Bax, the prayer people, when it absolutely positively has to get to God. And Z-Bax is brought to you by advertisements, like the ones made by our good friends at Farmer's Best Butter.
The savvy housewife knows that Farmer's Best Butter tastes more like real butter. Because it is.
And good old Cheddarbach, the cheese that eats itself. We now return you to the broadcast of Frankenstein's Got a Brand New Bag already in progress.
The astute viewer will note that Frankenstein is not actually the name of the monster. Rather, the monster is the viewer himself and his fears and prejudices. The very astute viewer will realize that the television's been off for 45 minutes. This is the Radio Hour, a print-only publication. You're listening to us. Who's listening to you?
Nobody.
Okay, stop right there. I think we're off track. I'm not even sure.
Yeah, we can trash this one if you want to start over.
No, it's fine. It's my fault. I set this whole thing in motion. Just roll it back to the skip.
You got it.
Off helps now.
Now you're in a tight new groove. Everybody jump.
Sounds like we've got the old Marla back.
And anybody who gets between me and my scoop is gonna have a story to tell, all right. A story about how he got served a complimentary knuckle sandwich from the Cafe Marla. That's the kind of thing a fast-talking woman reporter is supposed to say. The truth is that the men I work with respect me because they think I act like a man, that I can hang with the boys. The truth is they only think that because of the things they think of women. Well, I don't want to be a woman acting like a man's idea of a man. And I don't want to be a woman acting like a man's idea of a woman. Or a woman's idea of a woman either. I just want to be a me, acting like a myself. Being the reporter I want to be. But that's okay, because I'm not really a reporter at all. I'm a race car driver. And a bad one.
Turn 100.
180 degrees.